Tom Nelson, the head coach of the football team at Two Harbors High School, is with me in the studio. Thank you so much, Tom, for being here on this rainy, cold morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, it's really a pleasure to have you, and I feel especially privileged because I know you got a lot going on right now with a big game coming up tonight, homecoming. And really, you know, we planned this interview before I realized it was homecoming weekend, and you were nice enough to sign on. So let's start with, you've been the head coach for quite a long time now, and this team has evolved in several different ways. Do you want to share sort of the original evolution when you, what I really know is that all the back of your, the uniforms all say family on them. You have kind of a different approach. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. This is my 22nd year, I believe, as head coach.
That's a long time, I gotta say.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. It's my dream, to be honest with you. When we took over the program, you know, like I say, 22 years ago, it was no fault of anybody in particular. It was just sometimes you have these dips and rises in teams and programs and interests and all that stuff. And that's a challenge to keep that consistent. And it was in a little bit of a tough spot at that time. And it was definitely a building process.
So like low morale, would you say, and low turnout? And
yeah, and it was, you know, yeah, it just wasn't really important to, you know, a lot of kids to be playing. We had to really work to get kids out, to hold them accountable. And those first teams, man, I look back and I just think, wow, I give them so much credit for that buy-in and that dedication to start that process. But one big thing that we did is, and this is before now, you know, you look at everybody, it's kind of, we're kind of proud of saying, hey, we feel like we kind of started that family thing. Of course, I probably stole it from somebody, you know, way back when.
Yeah, right. But, you got it from somewhere.
I got it from somewhere. And, you know, we really started kind of harping on that as saying, hey, forget about me, I love you. That's our acronym for family, and not ours again. Took that from somebody as well, but and tried to get that investment in each other, something bigger than themselves. And you know, the first couple of years were rough. It was tough. You know, we always used to joke if we won 3 games in a year, they might throw a parade for us. Now we win 3 games and we might get run out of town, you know, which you raise that bar, and that's what we want to do. And it's not just about winning games. Our kids, And I'm going to brag for a minute here, not about me, but about our kids and their parents and the buy-in, just the community, everybody. Our kids give so much time in community service. It's incredible.
Yeah, I often hear about them doing stuff, and they show up. They pop up all over the place.
They do. And, you know, it's not always the most glamorous jobs.
Right.
But, you know, these kids, we put something out there, and we have kids signing up left and right. They'll come and they'll help folks out that need to be moved, or maybe we need to serve dinner at a benefit, or somebody just needs a quick job, a quick cleanup job of some wood or something, you know, out behind the house. Maybe it's an elderly person or something that just can't do it and they don't have family around. And we really try to get that instilled in them. Hey, that intrinsic, that feeling from inside is so much better than the accolades of, you know, getting a medal or a trophy. Don't get me wrong, we love those too, but
right. It almost seems like you're using the sport and the team aspect to sort of build character. I mean, kind of the higher piece. And by the way, it is pretty fun to play football too, and you will play better if you're in this higher mindset.
Yes, you're exactly right. It's our, you know, one guy told me, he said, you know, it's your vehicle. It's your vehicle. Football is your vehicle to get these kids to learn something more about just football. And yeah, we love football. And boy, there's nobody I've ever met that wants to win more than I do. But it is a game. And you're doing everything you possibly can to get better and win those games. But there's so many different things that you can do and reach out and hopefully impact kids. Because, I was a teenager once and I was a, you know, I was a knucklehead at times, and I needed somebody keeping me on the straight path and teaching me things, even though I thought I knew everything. I needed somebody there to teach me a little more, and I figured out maybe I didn't know everything. And these kids, we just got great kids. We got great parents, great community. I mean, this has been a dream. So.
Yeah, and obviously it has attracted some attention because now you have kids from other teams, and I'm sure there's an element of, you know, it takes a lot of resources and players to put a football team together, and some schools are getting smaller, but there must be something about your team that is appealing Because you get kids from all over now, right? How is that working? How is that changing the team? Or, yeah, how do the kids feel about it?
You know, it was, I'll go back to kind of when the co-op first started with Duluth Marshall. Yeah, it was a little, because it's the unknown. You know,
right.
It's the unknown of your doing something different. So I remember the day that Scott Ross, our AD, called me and he said, hey, I just got a call from Duluth Marshall. And they want to know if we'd co-op. And I said, really? And he said, what do you think? And I said, yes. I said, let's do it. Obviously, we have some things to figure out and some things to get in place. But I said, I'd be interested. A, it's going to help our stability out as we move along in numbers. B, it's going to give those kids an opportunity to play. And I don't want to speak for Duluth Marshall, but I think their AD would be okay with me saying this because he's told me numerous times and he's told other people is when some parents down there wanted to look into Apostle Co-op with somebody, he said, I had one program in mind. He said, I made one phone call and he said, if this is going to happen, it's going to happen with Two Harbors. And I took that and not just me, but coaches, players, community as a huge compliment. And so Duluth Marshall came into the mix. They have been phenomenal. Their parents are just incredible as far as the support. Our parents were just awesome as far as welcoming them in, making them feel part of this family. So that first year with Marshall was great. And then we got a call from Lakeview Christian Academy. Now, again, these aren't your typical powerhouse football schools, okay?
Right.
Now, Marshall used to have a heck of a football program, but they hadn't played football for, geez, I don't know what it was, 6-8 years.
Okay.
And obviously, LCA has never had a football program. They were co-opted with Marshall for a year or two, I believe, way back when. But then LCA approached us and, you know, went down, met with them, met with the kids that were interested, parents, and they came into the mix. Then, you know, the big one that obviously people kind of tie into because it's within our district is Silver Bay. We had heard kind of through the rumor mill that Silver Bay was falling on kind of tough times with numbers as far as kids coming out.
Right.
Ward Kaiser, the head coach up in Silver Bay, and I have a good relationship. And Ward reached out to me and just said, yeah, we're kind of hurting on numbers here. And at that time, there was discussions as far as would Silver Bay play, you know, would they just be done for the season and not have a team, obviously.
Yeah.
There were conversations about possibly, you know, Cook County, combining with Cook County. And we said, hey, we would love to take Silver Bay into this family. And, you know, they said, really? And I said, really? I mean, why wouldn't we? And I will tell you what, it has been awesome. The parents from Silver Bay, the community, the kids are fantastic. They're melding together. Obviously, you know, at first, that very first time we were together, you could see the pod of Silver Bay kids and the pod of Two Harbors kids. Now, all of a sudden, you see Two Harbors kids and Silver Bay kids playing catch, or they're talking, or, you know, the Marshall kids are with the Silver Bay kids. The LCA kids are talking with the Two Harbors kids. It's what we had hoped and what we had tried to consciously plan is kind of that way to continue to meld them together. So it's been fantastic. Huh. I have no complaints, honestly, knock on wood. Now I'll probably jinx myself, but honestly, it's been really, really awesome.
And then with football, I know, you know, you need lots of players, lots of types of players. Is there ever a concern that you will have too many players and they won't get to play so much, or how have the numbers worked out so far?
No, you know, we do have a C team, and our C team is really a little bit of a hybrid. C team, which is technically a C team, is a ninth grade team.
Yeah.
Some people will say just call it ninth grade, but typically we've said our C team is ninth grade. But with that, we're in a C team league, you would say, with all bigger schools. So we have Grand Rapids, Hermantown, Duluth East, pretty good sized schools. So we, when they approached us to join this league, we said, hey, we've got to play some sophomores, maybe even a junior or two, maybe kids that aren't getting a ton of varsity time, because that's the whole point, is you're trying to develop kids. Now, with the higher numbers, you know, sometimes the playing time diminishes a little bit, but our goal at that lower level is really to get everybody playing time to develop them. They're not coming out to just stand on the sidelines.
Right.
Varsity, obviously, that changes a little bit. But yeah, there can be obviously some dynamics to that, but no, football is a numbers game.
You know,
basketball, I coached basketball for 20 years, and, you know, basketball, realistically, you can come in, you know, now you don't want just seven guys, but you could suit seven, eight guys or gals up and you can play. football, there is a kind of a number line there that you got to get to. So the,
right.
the more, the better, as long as they're there for the right reasons.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I can see how now you can be more competitive with the bigger schools because you have similar numbers. It's yeah. a little bit like the North Shore Storm, the cross-country team. Again, yeah. you know, getting a little more resources and being more competitive. Do you ever see it going too far that way where every school is just consolidating into bigger and bigger? Or, like, what's your take on that?
I think what's happening is, you know, watching, and it depends on, I think, a little bit where you're at geographically and, mm-hmm. the, and kind of the investment that the different communities make. You know, you have some communities that are extremely invested in, you'd say, your cross-country program or your baseball right. program or your football program or your basketball program. So I think some communities are feeling that hurt of numbers, obviously, driven from enrollment.
Yeah.
And they've fallen on, again, hard times of trying to get those numbers out. So they're reaching out to say, hey, we want to give our kids an opportunity to play. And you do see it with some of the smaller communities a little bit. Obviously, with Marshall being a private school and LCA being a private school, they're in a big town, big city in Duluth, but their enrollment is a little, you know, smaller.
Right.
So I think it is going to happen at times in those smaller communities where they have to come together to be able to provide an opportunity for kids to play.
Yeah. And, you know, as long as everyone is sort of aware of the end goal, it seems like that's the important piece for, you know, really creating the right kind of competition and the right numbers for our particular league or our particular level.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. All right. And do you have any other comments about, I mean, it probably is not the greatest weather for the field, which I don't even know if I want to ask you that, but any comments on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, one of the soccer coaches and I were talking last night as they were waiting inside to get back out on the field because of the lightning and thunder. And obviously Scott Ross and I talk a lot and other coaches and I talk a lot. You know, we keep saying it, but, you know, I believe, and I don't want to misspeak here, so I don't want to get put on the
that's okay
on the spot. But I think Cloquet, it sounds like, is going to turf. I believe we're the only school in northern Minnesota that has boys and girls soccer and football that will not have a turf field now after Cloquet gets theirs. And here's the deal is, you know, we've had numerous guys and gals, companies that work with natural fields, natural grass fields, and they say there isn't a natural grass field in the world that'll handle boys soccer, girls soccer, and football. You won't make it through a season. So, you know, we were saying, you know, by September 17th, 18th, 19th, our field may be in really bad condition. We still got a long season ahead of us, you know, boys soccer, girls soccer, football, so on and so forth. So, yeah, we're just hoping our field holds up, but it's already taken a pretty good beating. And, yeah, I mean, I hate to go out there and say we need turf, but, folks, we need turf. We got to figure out something, and it's going to benefit so many people and so many opportunities. So eventually, hopefully, we'll figure that out. But guess what? Right now, all we're worried about is taking care of business, and we have our field. And that's the way it is. But hopefully one day we can get the turf figured out.
Yeah. Well, you're allowed to advocate for that. You are the coach.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I feel like I could ask you lots more questions. I hope I can have you on another time, Tom. But this has been a real pleasure. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Tom Nelson, the head coach of the combined team for the Two Harbors High School football